I thought that instead of continuing in Bava Kamma, I'm not sure how many people are holding by Bava Kamma. I thought maybe I'll do next week's Seder. I'm leaving Teretz Yisrael today, so I won't be able to give a shiur tomorrow, and I won't give a shiur next week on Sunday and Monday. I hope to be back on Tuesday morning, but we'll be missing two shiurim next week. So I thought maybe I'll do Parshas Metzora now. Maybe I'll go backwards and see how much of the parsha I can cover. Next week, next Shabbos is Shabbos HaGadol. This Shabbos is Parshas HaChodesh. We don't say the regular Haftarah. The other day I spoke about what would have been the Haftarah if not for the fact that it's Parshas HaChodesh. Next week, if not for the fact that it's Shabbos HaGadol, the Haftarah would have been about Abba Mitzorayim, who were Pesach Shar Shamron. So he spoke a little bit about it the other day. That strictly speaking, Shomron is not an Ir HaMokevus Chomosh Yishuv Benun, because the city didn't exist in the days of Yishuv Benun. It's only built later. But the Malbim points out, they either Mitam Minig or Midrabbonim, whatever, they treated the city Shomron as if it were an Ir HaMokevus Chomosh Yishuv Benun, so the Mitzorayim didn't enter the city. They were saying Pesach Shar Shomron. Who were these Mitzorayim? They were big Talmid HaChomim. So the Medrash says that it was Gehazi and his three sons that they were punished because in the Haftarah of Parshas Tazria, what would have been the Haftarah if not for the fact that Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh, so the Sarzvo Namon, Sarzvo Melech Aram, had Saras and he came to Eretz Yisrael because the Jewish girl, the Naira Israel has told him that the Navi can heal him. So he came to Eretz Yisrael and the Navi healed him. He bathed in the Yarden and he got better. So then he wanted to enrich the Navi. He wanted to give him gifts and Elisha Navi refused to take anything. And then the Pasuk continues to say that his Shamas, the Rebbe's Shamas was Gehazi. And unfortunately, Elisha was a tzaddik, but his Shamas was not a tzaddik. So the Shamas, right after Naaman, after he left the presence of Elisha, and he said, the Navi changed his mind, he will accept the gifts from you. So he took all of the money and all the gifts and everything. He never gave it to Elisha, he took it for himself. So because he made a Chil Hashem, so that's why Elisha Navi cursed him. And he said that Saras Naaman tidbok becho ubibonecho, I think the Pasuk says. So he became a Mitzara, and his three sons became Mitzarayim as well. So these are the Abba Nashim who are sitting Pesach Shah Shamram. These were people who were from the underworld, gangsters, who were using Elisha. Unfortunately, you have by a lot of people like that. You have very prominent tzaddikim, Tamid Chachamim, and they have Shamasim who are not so holy. So that he was using Elisha to make money and to gain COVID and so on. So he was punished with Tzaras. So we shouldn't really learn out anything from them. But the Gemara learns out a very important thing. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah has a shaila. If a person is deathly sick and he only has Chai Shoah left and there's a medical procedure that he may want to undergo, which may extend his life to give him Chai Olam, and it may shorten his life. He may not even live the Chai Shoah that he has. So are you permitted, you're not allowed to commit suicide, you're not allowed to do anything that may shorten your life. Is a person allowed to make such a choice to take a risky procedure that may extend his life and it may shorten his life? So the Gemara learns out from the Parsha that if you're risking, if all you have is chayishah, because they had no food to eat, we're going to die over here. We're starving. There's no food. Because the enemy surrounded the whole area. And so all they had left to live was Chai Shoah. So they decided they'll go surrender to the enemy. They may kill us and we'll die earlier than otherwise. Or they may take us prisoners of war and we'll live on longer. So you see from this parasha that you're allowed to make such a choice. What are we learning out from these people? These people were not such big tzaddikim. They were not tzaddikim. Maybe this is one of the bad choices that they made. So apparently, in the yeshivas, they say the pshat is that whenever a person is sick and he has to make a decision whether to undergo a certain medical treatment or not, it's all up to the chayla to make the decision. If it's a reasonable decision, we have to honor his decision. So you just learn from this pasuk, you're not learning what the din is. The din we know on our own. The din is whatever is reasonable, you have to listen. But you just learn from this pasuk, in say from Melachim Beis, that this is considered a reasonable choice. To risk chayisho in order to gain chayon. What do you mean by chayi oilam? They're going to live forever. We don't. They didn't think they're going to live forever. So what's the definition of chayon? What's the definition of chayisho? That's a question. So Rav Chaim Oizer writes in his Chulas and Achayezer that chayisho means they think that they're not going to last more than 12 months. And chayon means to extend life, to live more than 12 months. The others who disagree, they say, no, chayisho means he only has a few days left. They thought they're going to die very soon. Yeah, but the Rav Chaim Oizer writes that's not a shir. A few days to go, there is no shir in halacha like that. Yud Beis Chodesh, that's a shir. So that if a person is in a situation, the doctors don't think he's going to live more than 12 months, and the doctors tell him there's a procedure that's very risky, it may extend his life. Chayon means he'll live more than 12 months, but it may hasten his death, he may die earlier. So that's what you learn from this parasha, that's a reasonable request. That's considered a reasonable request. In Hilchos Shabbos, you have Simin Shin Chav Ches, has all the dinim of when Pikuach Nefesh is the Shabbos and to what extent and so on. So the Magen Avraham there quotes the Tshuvas HaRadvaz that if a person has gangrene, and the doctors recommend we should cut off his leg and we'll give him a plastic leg, a wooden leg, and he'll be able to function normally. He's only 20 years old, he can live another 100 years. He can live to the age of 120. We have done it for so many, we have done this surgery so many times. We have everything under control, we know how to do it. And the fellow says, I'd rather die at the age of 20 than live on with a plastic leg. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Rav Daz that that's not a reasonable request, and you do the surgery against his wishes. In American law, it's against the law. You have to have the consent of the patient. But in Jewish law, that's the halacha is like the Rav Daz. So Rav Yankiv Emden has a sefer on the tour where he writes, "Bamed varma murim." When do we say like this Rav Daz that you do the surgery bal korcha if there are no negative side effects connected with this? But let's say they're going to give the person chemotherapy. They think it'll probably work. They're not sure, not 100% sure. But it's going to have negative side effects. He'll lose his hair, he'll lose his hearing, he'll this and that and the other thing. And the guy's not 20 years old, he's 89 years old anyway, and he went through enough suffering in life. So if he has a reasonable request that leave me alone, let me die in peace already, I don't want to extend my life. So if it's reasonable, then you do listen to him. If it's unreasonable, then you don't listen to him. The Gemara in Yuma has such a thing, that let's say there's a chayla, there's a person who's a chayla on Yom Kippur, and he says in a ridiculous way, he says, let me die, or he insists he wants to extend his life. The Gemara says, if it's totally unreasonable, then you don't listen to him. We say, tunevahu dinokitle. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But if the patient, the medical treatment is very iffy, it's very questionable, and the patient chooses to not to extend his life, so that's the halacha. So you're not supposed to do against his wishes. You let him die in peace if he says that he had it. Going backwards in the Sedra and Parshas Metzora, the concluding pasuk talks about the din of Bo'al Anida. Very last phrase, Isha Shayishkav Im Hatmeya. A person is a Bo'al Anido, so the Pasuk has Usihi Nidosa Olav. Just like the Nido is Tameya for 7 days, so the Bo'al Anido also becomes Tomei for 7 days. So there were two Dayanim in Vilna in the end of the 1800s when the Vilna Shas was being printed. two brothers. Rabbi Tzal of Vilna was the younger one. Rabbi Tzal of Vilna was the older of the two brothers, and Rabbi Shlomo of Vilna was the younger of the two. They were both big geniuses. So Rabbi Shlomo of Vilna has a sefer. He has the Horus in the back of the Gemara. It's called Cheshek Shlomo. So in his sefer Binyan Shlomo, I think, or maybe it's the second half of the sefer, it's called Atzei Arozim. Binyan Shlomo is on Chelek Arachaim, and the second half is another sefer on Yerudeh that's called Atzei Arozim. So in the sefer on Yerudeh, he raises this question: what if a person is boiled Zovaktana? Zovaktana is only Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom. So would you say that the boiled Zovaktana becomes also Tommy only one day? Or do you say no? To see he nidosa olav, whether he's boiled zavak dolo, zavak tan, or anida, it's one din for all three. He's tamei for 7 days. So it's an interesting shaila. He quotes from the Minchas Chinuch. Then he discovers a ravid in his pirush on the Toras Kohanim. The ravid on Toras Kohanim is supposed to be the authentic ravid. The ravid on Maseches Tomid is not by our ravid. It's by somebody else. But the ravid on Toras Kohanim is the famous ravid who wrote on the Rambam. So the Ravid writes a very fascinating chiddush that if a person is boiled zavaktana, he's only tamei for one day. But then if the zava becomes a zavakdoila, if you have three consecutive days, we had the Gemara, Tolokos was a zavarias, was a zava biyamim. So let's say the woman became a zavaktana on Sunday. And then the man was boiled as zavaktana Sunday night. Then Monday she has a second riyah, Tuesday she has a third riyah. So he says she becomes a Zavak Dolah Lemafreya from the first Riyah on, and the man who was boiled her on Sunday night, and he already went to Mikveh, he thought that the tomb is over. It's a Gloy Moshe Lemafreya. She was really a Zavak Dolah from day number one. That's Kula Chiddush. Both are Chiddushim. Chiddush number one, that if he boils Zavak Tani, only told me for one day, you're not told me for 7 days. And Chiddush number two, that the Zavak Dolah becomes Tamei Lemafreya. She has another two riyas on Monday and Tuesday, the mitzvah from Yachad. I treated as one long riyah, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, three consecutive days. And from the beginning of the riyah, she becomes tamei for 7 days. He was really boiled as Zavak Dolah. That's a whopper of a chiddush. The pasuk has soon before the end of the parsha, Hizartim is b'nei som hitumasam, Hizartim is loshen hafrosha. Rashi writes, Loshen HaFrosha. What does that mean? So the Pashup Shat is that it's an Azhara to the Bezdin. We should see to it that the Rabbanut has assigned by the Kosel HaMarovi. No one's allowed to go on the Makam HaMikdash because everybody's Tomei Bizman HaZeh. So putting up such a sign, that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah. He's Artem and he's on Mitu Masam. They shouldn't enter the Makam HaMikdash in the state of Tumah. That's what I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Stipler writes like that, that in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes, Yeshom and the Parshas Poros, the Raisa. So the Vilna Gaon says it's a Tos Sefer, how can it be? It's impossible. Why should Parshas Poros be the Raisa? So the Stipler in his Sefer on Baba Basra has, Baba Kam, Baba Basra has together in the old edition, so he has miscellaneous short essays. So he has a short, very short essay on this topic. He suggests maybe Parshas Parah is deraisa, not a chayvus hayochid. Each and every individual Jew has to hear Parshas Parah. That the Bezdin has to read Parshas Parah to the tzibur once a year, every year, to remind them his item is an eisom to Muslim. If anyone is tamei, they should be careful not to enter into the harabayis.
So,
you know,
what
do
you need it for?
Why?
Why shouldn't we read it before each of the Shalosh Regalos?
I mean, when the people are on the regal, we should warn them all the time. I don't know. It's an interesting point. It's a good question. I don't know. The Aruch HaShulchan has a different suggestion, that maybe Parshas Paras Deraisa means when you're making a paraduma. That's a Gemara in the first Perek in Yuma says, when the Kohen Gadol does the Avodas Yom Kippurim, part of the Seder Avoda, in addition to the Hakrovas HaKarbonos that he does, he has to read the Parshas Achrei Mos. So in addition, the Gemara says there also in the first Perek in Yuma, when you happen to be shechting and burning a Parah Aduma, when you asiyas HaParah, you have to read the Parshas Chukas. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan thinks. Maybe that's what it means, that Parshas Parah is the rice. If and when you're making a Parah Aduma. But not every year is Parshas Paros Daraisa.
Would that be a mitzvah specifically for the Kohen who's making the Paraduma, the Skan, or?
Probably, yeah. Probably it's part of the Asiyas HaParah, like the Kangodol on Yom Kippur has the lane, so the one who's making the Paraduma has to write. So this may be the, this is Pshuto Shemik, Bizaitan, it's a choiva on the Bezdin, on the Rabbonim, they should tell about the Batim, they should be careful not to enter the Makam HaMikdash in the state of Tumah. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation, a question whether it's a din derais or din derabanan, that this pasuk teaches us the din of prisha. Let's say a woman has a vestus kavua, every 38 days she has a riyaz dam at 2:30 in the afternoon. So the din is that the husband has to be parish from his wife, samach levesto, every 38th day he has to be parish from yishto. So when is samach levesto? So the Gemara says Samach Levestan is the whole Ona, Onus Havesis. If her regilis is that she has it every 38th day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so the whole day is awesome. If her regilis is that she has it 2 o'clock at night, so the whole night is awesome. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Chumra on top of this Chumra that the Ona Smuchel Onus Havesis. Let's say the Onus Havesis is always, the Vesis Kavua is always 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So the prisha, the real dina prisha is the whole day from sunrise to sunset is the dina prisha. So then they quote a girsa. We don't have this girsa in the Gemara. They quote a girsa in the Gemara that oina hasmucha loina sabeses, the night before that day, it's also dina prisha. There was a big poele aguda leader in Eretz Yisrael years ago, Kalman Kahana. He was very close with the Chazanish. And the kibbutzim that were run by the Perel Agudah used to observe all the psalkim of the Chazanish regarding Shemitah and Trumas and Maisrus. So he put out this Kama Kahana, was Tam Chochem, put out a sefer in Hebrew on Taras HaMishpacha. So he left out the din of Oina Smucha Oina Sabesis. So the people asked, why did he leave it out? So he said the Chazanish told him to leave it out. So they thought he was lying. They thought he was just covering up to make believe because the Chazanish had passed away. So he produced a letter. He showed the letter. The Chazanish had a very different style of handwriting. So it was clear that the Chazanish sent him a letter. He said, leave out that din, because we really shouldn't be machma like that, because it's a different girsa in the Gemara. We're not achrayit to observe all the different girsas. Chotch, if it's the same girsa that we have, and somebody has a different shot from Rashi and Tais, is okay. But the Bichosh is full of girsas, the Chazanish thought they're not mechuyif. So there is a machlokes in the Gemara in Nida that's repeated a few times in Masechta, whether Vestas Deraisa, Vestas Derabanan. That's a woman has a Vestas Kavua. For the last 10 years, every single 38 days, she has a Riyaz Dam 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So do you assume that this month, when it came the 38th day, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, do you assume that she's Vare Tamei or not? So we assume she probably had a Riyaz Dam. That assumption, that the Ruba Deleisa come on, for the last 10 years, every 38 days, she has Dam at 2 o'clock. Is that a Ruba Deleisa come on? Is that a Vestas is Deraisa? You assume that Vada happened. Or it's only a Chumra Midi Rabbana. We happen to Paskan, it's only a Chumra Midi Rabbana. It's very strange. We discussed it, no? When we spoke about Shor Amur. How can it be only Midi Rabbana? She had to 10 years in a row, every 38 days, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Why isn't it a Num Dinan? So the Chazanish says, because there's so many other factors that play a role in the Riyaz Dam, she may be aggravated, she may have eaten some kind of food, she may have exercised in a fashion that will cause Riyaz Dam or not cause Riyaz Dam, she may be frightened. Charad Misaleka says Adam, there's so many different factors that play a role in the Riyaz Dam, so that's why we assume that Vestas is Labdaraisa. The fact that it already passed the 38th day, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that you assume that she body became a nida, it's only midi rabban. In our Torah, you have no right to assume like that, because she's becheskas tahara. Usually say ruba v'chazak, ruba adif. You don't know whether the woman is tamei or not, so she has cheskas tahara. She went to mikveh a month ago. She went to mikveh a couple of weeks ago. So she's becheskas tahara. But the Reif tells you that chazak means ruba d'leisa kaman, chazak orech bizman abo. For 10 years in a row, every 38 days, she has a Riyaz Dam 2 o'clock. So Ruba v'chazok Ruba, if the Rav should win. But the question is it really such a hot Rav? So, Min the Rabbanan, we assume it's a Rav. When Atar, it's not a roiv, and the Chazaka really wins. So most of the Rishonim assumed that if, since Vestas is lab deraisa, the whole Chiyah Prisha is only midirabbanan. Prisha is only midirabbanan. So the Chasam Seifetz Rebbe Ramnas Nadla had a chiddush. The Pischei Tshuva quotes this. He thought Vestas lab deraisa, but Prisha is, there's still room to say that Prisha is deraisa. Vestas lab deraisa means if the 38th day came and passed, and she didn't have any hargosha, she doesn't know whether she had dam or not. So the fact that we assume she vaday had dam, that's only midirabbanan, because yishtelav chazaka. She went to mikveh a couple of weeks ago. We assume she's still becheskas tara, but chazaka only works to assume status quo. The situation didn't change. Chazaka, let's say, the Gemara Gittin has like this. Let's say a man sends a shliach to libra get to his wife. But the man is 65 years old, so he sends a shliach. So he was in good health, but maybe the husband died in between. How do we know that when the shliach delivers the get to the wife, how do we know they get to his chal? Maybe she's an amana. Who said that she became a grusha? So the Mishnah says, in git nosna b'cheska shehu chai. Yishtel of chazok, you assume that the husband is still alive. So the Gemara says, really, let's say a man gives his wife a get, and he says, "Harez git harshachas kadi misosi." I want the get to take effect the day before I die. He's very healthy today. It doesn't look like he's going to die within the next 24 hours. So it doesn't look like today shachas kadi misosi. So the Mishnah says, "Harez alatechol betruma." The wife is not allowed to eat truma. Maybe he's going to die tomorrow. And come out that today is yom echad kadi misosi. Aish telat chazake. Just like the Mishnah says, git nosla b'cheska shehu kayam, the shliach la'ilocha gives a get on the assumption the husband is still alive, let the wife be allowed to eat truma on the assumption the husband is going to live another day. He looks healthy, he doesn't look sick at all. So the Gemara gives the answer, shema meis lo chashinin, shema yamas chashinin. Chazaka only means we extend the status quo till the present. We assume the shliach is about to give the get, we assume the husband is still alive, because he was alive when I saw him last, so we assume he's still alive, it didn't change, unless you know otherwise. But you want to say, today is not Yom Echad Kodim Misosai, because we're predicting he's not going to die in the next day because of Cheskas Chai. Everybody is going to die, so Chazok cannot predict the future. Chazok only says that the status quo from yesterday continued through today, but it cannot predict that the status quo will continue through tomorrow. So Chazok, Shem Emes Lechashinin, Shem Yamas Chashinin. So that's what Amnas Nadla suggested, that if it already passed 38 days, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, passed already, then we assume that Chazaka Reach is Manabah is only with the Rabbanim, and Atar the Chazaka wins out. The Rav is not such a good Rav. When Atar the Chazaka wins out, we assume the woman is still Becheskas Tohira, that she didn't have a Reach Dam. But in advance, to say that today is the 38th day, so we say, she was Tahira for the last couple of weeks. We can predict she's going to remain Tahira till the end of the day. You can't predict with Chazok. You can't predict the future. Probably going to have a Riyaz Dam sometime. So you can't predict in the future. So he suggested that maybe even though Vestas Lav Deraisa, but Prisha could be that it's still Deraisa. So this they found later. One of the Rishonim says like that. The Rashbor wrote a whole Torah Sabayis. And the Ra'or, who also learned, Rabbaran Alevi, also learned by the Ramban, has hasogas on the Torah Sabbais. That's called the Berak Abayis. He wants to fix up all the mistakes in the Torah Sabbais. Here and there, he disagrees. So this is one of the chidushim that the Ra'or has. He thinks that even though Vesta Slav Deraisa, but you can still explain that the Prisha should be a Din Deraisa. Yeah, how much is Taka the Din Prisha Deraisa? Is the whole Oynas HaVesta, the whole Yoma, the whole Laila? So on that Gemara in Shavuos, in the second parak in Shavuos, Daf Yutches, but the Gemara says, you learn that from this pasuk. Hizartem means Bnei Yisrael mitumasam. Hizartem means tafrishu. You should prevent Bnei Yisrael from violating the dinim of Nida. That there's a din of Prisha. Samach Leveston. So the Ramban and the Ritva both say Samach Leveston is only half an hour before. The woman, for the last 10 years, every 38th day, she has a Riyaz Dam 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So 1:30, from 1:30 on, Samach means half an hour before. And the fact that the whole Oynes HaPrisha, the whole day, that's only Midirabbanan. So So that's interesting that the concept of samach on the level of the rice means a half an hour. That it means a half an hour. So that she said where he came from, the practice used to be that they would observe, the women would bench licht every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yom Kippur, 30 minutes before the Shkia. That's samach l'Shabbos. And then Erev Yom Kippur, they would bench licht 60 minutes before the Shkia. Why 30 minutes before? So there's a Gemara in Beitza, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where the Gemara has the famous din, Mutam Shirishogigim V'lo Yehum Mezidim. So the Gemara says the women, the Gemara finds all the fault is by the women. We pin all the blame on the women. The women are eating on Erev Yom Kippur till the last minute, and they don't observe Tosefes Yom Kippur. Apparently the men go to shul early, okay. But the women are eating till the late in the day. So if you're going to tell them, they're not going to listen. So mutam shiyushogigim v'lo yehum zid. So don't tell them, because you're going to tell them they're just going to continue doing, and then they'll be doing it b'meis. That's the Gemara. So the Tosefus asked Takasha, what do you mean? The women eat into Yom Kippur? They don't know. So Tosefus says, no. They stop eating before Shkia, but you see from this Gemara that there's a minimum amount of time, a certain number of minutes that you have to be moisif mechoil ala kodesh before Ben Hashmosh. Ben Hashmosh is a sofik deraisa, sofik am sofik laila. So Tosefus Yom Kippurim has to be prior to the beginning of the Ben Hashmosh. So before the Shkia, so in this Gemara Tosef, in this Gemara would appear that there's a minimum amount of time, a number of minutes that you have to moisif mechoil ala kodesh, and the women only stopped eating right before the Shkia. They didn't stop eating with that amount of time before. But Tais says they can't figure out how much time it is. They don't know how much time it is. On that daf, there's the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, which used to be a manuscript, and now you can buy it for $2. So the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz says on that Gemara that it's a chatzi shor. That's samach. Samach l'Shabbos. You have to be in the Kabbalah Tosef l'Shabbos. So that apparently is a concept on the level of their Isa. Tosef Yom Kippur is a din their Isa. The Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. So similar to this Ramban and Ritva, that they say that Samach Levestan, Prisha Samach Levestan is a din deraisa. Samach means a half an hour. The fact that the whole Oynas HaPrisha, the whole Yom, the whole Laila, is also Lov Alish, that's only Medi Rabbana, but half an hour, that's a din of Samach, that is a din deraisa.
That's half a Shazmanis, so if she sees at night in the winter, then that's much longer than if she sees it the day in the winter. That's half a Shazmanis, or it's 30 minutes on the clock.
30 minutes. I don't know. That's an interesting question also. That's an interesting question. It ought to be 30 minutes on the clock. But I think in Hilchas Erev Pesach, they have a machloikas about an hour before Chatzos is also b'hanoah, and 2 hours before Chatzos on Erev Pesach is also b'achila. Why? Adam Torah she'achas, Adam Torah she'teishos. So Adam Torah Sha'achas, Adam Torah She'teishos really shouldn't make a difference, summer or winter. It should either be 60 minutes or under 20 minutes. So there are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch there. So one opinion is, that's correct. 60 minutes before Chatzos Asa Ba'anor, and 60 minutes before that is Asa Ba'achil. And the common practice is that you don't say 60 minutes, we say Shoz Manias. Even though Adam Torah Sha'achas, Adam Torah She'teishos really should be the same summer or winter. Apipashi shouldn't make a difference. That should perhaps depend on that machloikas. Yeah, what's the din? Azav and Azova, we mentioned the other day, Mechusar Kapor, it means even though they go to mikvah, even though they had already Harav Shemesh, they have to bring korbanos to complete the Tahara procedure. Ayoletis is also, the Abba Mechusar Kapor, Azav, Zovi, Ayoletis, and Mitzora. These four people are considered Mechusri Kapara, that Kozman, they didn't bring their Kabbanas, if the Tahara procedure is not completed. Let's say there's no Beis HaMikdash now. My wife gave birth to 9 babies. So she'll have, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, she'll have to bring 9 sets of Kabbanas. So the Mishnah says in Krisis that once she brings the first set of Kabbanas, let's say a person went to a funeral 10 times in his life. He goes to a funeral once a year, for 10 years. He attended 10 funerals. So he has to have Hazor Shlishi Shvi from Paraduma water. Now he has to be Tovel in the mikveh. So when he has Hazor Shlishi Shvi, they have to be Mazahim 10 times on Shlishi and 10 times. Has to dip in the mikveh 10 times. No. He has 10 reasons why his tummy tumas meis, but he only has to be Tovel in the mikveh once. You only have to do Hazor Shlishi Shvi once. After all the 10 times, once. So the Gemara said the same thing over here. Once the Yoledis, the woman had 9 babies, or 9 sets of twins or triplets, whatever. She had 9 pregnancies. So she has to bring 9 sets of karbanas, fine. But as far as completing the Tara procedure, once she brings the first set of karbanas, so she's already permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash and to eat the karbanas. The other 8 sets of karbanas is a mitzvah to bring, but he can't say she's still mechusi kippurim. So the Gemara gives the mashal, if a person touches 10 shrotzim, he doesn't have to be toivon on the mikveh 10 times. 1 tefillah is oila for everything. So here, the 1 set of karbanas is oila for everything. The Mishnah has a discussion, there's such a thing as a suffix leida. Let's say the woman had a miscarriage. So the Mishnah has, even if there's a stillborn baby, you also have to bring the set of karbanas of the yoledes. So sometimes the woman, let's say, had a miscarriage at a very young, at a very early stage, and you're not sure whether there was a tzuras havlad or not. The tzuras havlad becomes formed, the Gemara says, the Mishnahis have machlekes hatanoim. So one tana is of the opinion, the tzuras havlad of a male baby takes 40 days, a female baby takes 80 days, because that's how long the malos is. By a zocher, the malos is 40 days, 7 to 33, by the kever, it's 14 and 66, adds up to 80. We don't pass like that. We pass them both by a male and a female baby. The tzuras havlad is completed in 40 days. It's not really correct. 40 days means less than 40 days, for sure there's no tzuras havlad. And around the 43rd, 44th day, somewhere over there, that's when you have a tzuras havlad. Before 40 days, you don't have to look at it. You know for sure that there's no tzuras havlad. And a couple of days after the 40 days are up, that's when you have to look at the thing. So let's say the woman had a miscarriage and it got flushed down the toilet. She didn't realize what was coming out of her kishkis, and she never looked at it. No one looked at it and said, they don't know whether the thing had a tzuras havlad. So she has a suffix yoledes, suffix any yoledes. So it's a suffix she's mukhif to bring the karbonis. So you say, Sveka derasa luchumra. That's fine as far as the oil is concerned. Every yoledes has to bring an oil and a chatos. So you can bring an oil of binadova, so you can bring an oil of besofik, but a chatos is not bo binadova. So if you have a sofik, whether you mukhiv a chatos, under normal circumstances, it's a sofik chulim bazar, so you don't bring it. Yeah, but over here, the woman has a sofik yoledes, sofik tumas yoledes. The only way to become tahor is by bringing the chatos and the oil. She'll be a mechusi kippurim for the rest of her life, until she have another baby for sure, and then she'll bring the korban. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Without a pasuk, you would have said, yeah, the woman is stuck. She has a sofik tumas yoledes, and she's not allowed to bring the chatos. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, that there's such a thing, it's a chatos oif habo ala sofik. Only this case, if the person did an avera, and it's a sofik avera, so that chatos oif, you don't bring ala sofik. But if it's a chatos oif of a mechusi kippurim, so then the Torah has to provide some ability to be able to become tahor. So the Torah says there's such an institution, chatos saif abala sofik. When you do malika, so malika, you do the shchita with your fingernail that's attached. That's for chulin, that's shchita would be an avela. If you shech with a tzipurin, that's mechubit to the goof. If you cut off the fingernails, so bakol shechta, you can use the fingernail as a knife if you chop enough to cut. Because man is still attached to the finger, so it's mechuber, so the shchita is an avela. If it's a vadai chatos oif, so malikosoi zui shchitosoi. So the kohanim are permitted to eat the basar of the chatos oif, But if it's chatos oif abala sofik, so the malika is a sofik nevela, sofik ein and nevela. So you bring the chatos oif abala sofik, and the kohanim do not eat it. They're not allowed to eat it. The Gemara has a whole institution of kan stuma. A kan means when you bring a korban oif that consists of two, an oilus oif and a chatos oif. A kan is a nest that has two birds in the nest. So the one is a chatos oif and one is an oilus oif. So when do you designate which is a chatos, which is the oila? So the Gemara learns that from psukim, ein akinim is parshim al oif b'shas lekicha or b'shas asiyas hakoin. When the kohen does the malika, he does this, he does the malika the shem oila, this he does the malika the shem chatos, that designates this is the oila, this is the chatos. Or, when she when she bought the two birds, she designated, when she bought it in the first place, she was magdashid, so the Tchilas HaKdosha, she said, I want this one to be the Oda Soif and this one to be the Chata Soif. If she designated Bishas Lekicha when she was magdashid from the very outset, then you have a whole Mishnah's Kinim that you have to be a good mathematician to be able to figure out what's going on there. But they're all the logical possibilities. If the bird got mixed in with other birds, all the birds look the same. How are you going to remember which is a Chata Soif, which is the Oda Soif? So you have problems. So what if the woman just bought two birds and they'll see later which one they're going to make? She doesn't want to designate which is which because they may forget which is which. So that's called a kan stuma. There's a kan mefureshes and there's a kan stuma. The kan stuma means you brought two birds and we'll decide later which one is going to be the oda, which one's going to be the chatas. We'll decide later. When is the later? So the Gemara says you cannot designate in between the hakdosha and the asiyah, the malika, cannot designate. O b'shas lekicha, Obishas Asiya Sakoin. But in between you have no right to designate. So that's a Kan Stuma. That's a Kan Stuma. The Gemara is about this. Kan Stuma Kan Mefureshes. The Briskerov gave Shurim on this. So whoever wrote over the notes that they printed, so he didn't understand the Shia. So they printed that they printed in the notes, Lo Yavanti Asashir Akein Lo Kasafti. Very nice. We mentioned yesterday, I think we mentioned yesterday, that a rabbim, some said it's a machlekes, it's a machlekes in the Gemara Gittin, and in Pchoris, when Nedeshuda Barabim, Nedeshuda Baldas Rabim has a different din, we paskin Nedeshuda Barabim does not have a different din. But Nedeshuda Baldas Rabim has a different din. So, how many people are a rabbim? So, it's a machlekes in the Gemara, whether it's 3 or 10. So some achrenim assume that who are dinami, if you makna the rabbim, there are more in the Darkei Moshe on the tour in Simon Shin Lamigimel Simon about Tzchiras Poelim. So the Ramah quotes the Mordechai Bob Metzia that if you makna the shlosha ben yodim, that's a rabbim, then the rabbim don't need a kinyan. The kinyan is chal without a maisa kinyan. A verbal agreement constitutes a kinyan. So the Min Haschina quoted from the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim that it's a machlekes where the rabbim is 3 and rabbim is 10. And the Min Haschina disagreed. He thinks, no, you learn that from the pasuk. He should ki yozev zoyv doma yomim rabbi. Yomim shtayim, rabbim shloisha. The Gemara says, rabbim shloisha. The reason why there was one opinion that Nedeshuda al-das rabbim and Nedeshuda barab needs 10 because the pasuk in Yeshua says, the word Eidah has the connotation of 10. So there were 12 Meraglim, and two of them Yeshua the Kolev with Tzadikim. The Eidah Harah were the other 10 Meraglim. So you see that the word Eidah has the connotation of 10. That's how they established. Rushavtu Eidah, Vitzilu Eidah. How did you establish in the opening Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Dav Beis, how did you establish that Din in Nefoshes needs a Bezin of 23? Because it says Rushavtu Eidah, Vitzilu Eidah. Yishavto Eidah means you have to have the possibility of having 10 Dayanim saying that he's Chai Misa. Tzilo Eidah means you have to have the possibility of 10 Dayanim saying that he's Potter from Misa. So if you have 10 and 10, it's going to be a tie. So you have to have Ein Beis and Shokel, so you have 11. But if you have 11, so the vote is going to be 11 to 10, that is Chai Misa. So you need a Rov of Shnayim. So you have to have 22. But 22 is a violation of Ein Beis and Shokel, so that's how you came to the magical number of 23. So then. Min Haschina thinks that we learn from this pasuk Yamim Rabim, the Rabim Meshloisha by Nedeshud Radas Rabim. That's a machlokes, maybe 10, because of a different expression, Rosh Ehoeda. But the word Rabim, whenever there's a din of Rabim, it's 3.
How can we learn from this pasuk that Rabim in general means 3? Here it means means 3 because Yamim
Meshloisha. Yamim, yes. That's a murderous kasha. I don't know. Shoot the Amoroi. I don't know. The Gemara says like that. I don't know how do they learn? It says Yamim Rabim. I don't know. That's a very strong kasha. So we mentioned yesterday that there are other cases where there's a difference between Yochanan and Rabim. We assume that Rabim is 3. Yeah. Then the pasuk has the famous expression: "Mitoara mizayva v'sofra lo shivas yamim v'achat titar." Why does it say v'sofra lo? So the Gemara in Ksubas Dafayim Beis says, "Sofra lo liatzmo." She counts on her own. She's the menace to counter Shimonikim on her own. So Tosfos says in the first half in Gittin, that based on the base, Tosfos says this pasuk is the mocker of the institution of Eid Echad Nehmeh B'Yisurim. You don't require of the woman she should show the Eid Bedikah to other people, that you should have to aid them. She makes the Bedikahs on her own. But Eid Echad is not Nehmeh Keneged HaChazokah, and we know the woman became a Zova. So how do we believe her? It's Eid Echad Keneged HaChazokah. So Tosfos writes there in Gittin, the famous Tosfos, but the Marsha explains what Tosfos said. Same Tosfos appears in Yevam Zdaf Peches Amar Aleph also. It's a little unclear, but the Marsha there in Gittin explains it. Just because the woman had a Riyas Dam 5 days ago, she is Becheskas Temeya, but she's not Becheskas, there's no Chazoka that she had a Riyas Dam today. Maybe today is a Yom Noki. Just because yesterday was a Yom Tomei, there was a Riyas Dam yesterday, doesn't mean that Eina Becheskas Shetira Kol Yom, she's not Becheskas. When she's toivel in the mikveh, that's Eid Echad Keneged HaChazokah. She's Becheskas Temeyo, and she tells us that she was toivel in the mikveh. So Tosfos says that's the menace because that's biyoda. Eid Echad Keneged HaChazokah, you don't apply Eid Echad Nehmeh B'Yisurim. But if it's biyoda, then it's not Keneged HaChazokah. The Chazokah doesn't contradict because it's biyoda of the person to change the situation. So this Tosfos obviously is of the opinion that Eid Echad Nehmeh B'Yisurim even applies to women. Why is there an issue? Some Rishonim disagree. That's what we mentioned, that the Becher David has a tshuva in his sefer. What's the name of the sefer? Divrei Emes. Can't argue with the Tzfas Emes or Divrei Emes, mamish. Whatever he says is going to be sheker. So the Divrei Emes writes in his tshuva that there is a group, a minority opinion, that Eid Echad Nehmeh B'Yisurim doesn't apply to women. Why shouldn't it apply? It applies to Ganovim, applies to Krovim. So you see that the dinim of Korva Pasa don't apply to Eid Echad Nehmeh B'Yisurim. It only applies to dinim Amanis and dinim Nefashis. So why all of a sudden, why do you say that by Noshim is worse? And Mistama, what you have to say is, along the lines of the Nesivis in Chosh Mishpat quotes from the Urim V'Tumim, from Abyanis and Ebeshitz, wrote a Sefer on Yerideh, that's called the Crazy Placey. And Chosh Mishpat, he wrote the Urim V'Tumim. So the Tumim writes that there are 6 people, we don't apply the rule of Nimtzeh min Eidim Karva Pasul. If 3 witnesses testify together in front of Bezin, it turns out that one of them is Pasul, so he can't even accept the testimony of the other 2 who were kosher. That's a Mishnah in Makkos in the first peg, Nimtzeh min Eidim Karva Pasul. So what if one of the Eidim happens to be a parrot who knows how to speak, and he tells the whole story to the Bezin? So that's not called Nimtzeh min Eidim. The Beim is not a Balchai, is not considered an aid at all. So the Tumim thinks that the same is true regarding Cherusha to the Cotton, Eved Isha Akum, that these 6 people don't have a Shem aid at all. If they don't have a Shem aid, so you wouldn't even apply Korav Apostle. So what you're saying is that an Isha doesn't have a Shem aid at all. A Korav Apostle has a Shem aid, but he's a Apostle aid. So then by Eid Echad Nehmeh B'Yisurim, you don't require a kosher aid. But Anisha doesn't have a shame made at all, so that's why there was such a minority opinion. We don't pass them like that. There was such a minority opinion that the Divrei Emes quotes that you wouldn't apply Eid Echad Nehmeh B'Yisurim by Isha. But Tosfos claims this is the whole makar. Resarful law is the makar. Rashi quoted a different pasuk. We spoke on Parshas Vayikra. Rashi says the pasuk is V'shochet es ben habakar lefnei Hashem. It doesn't say that someone has to watch the way he's shechting the animal. So you see that Eid Echad Nehmeh B'Yisurim, nobody's watching. So Tosfos Tainus against Rashi, but that's a different, it's biyodo over there. How can you prove it's biyodo lishkot? Maybe Eid Echad is only Nehmeh when it's biyodo. So that's what the Beis HaLevi explains. By Shechita it's biyodo, so therefore it's not considered Keneged HaChazok. Despite the fact, Be'im B'Chaya B'Ches K'Sisur Emedes, while the animal is alive, it's Eino Zvucha. So how can Eid Echad be believed? The opening Mishnah in Chulin says if a person shecht Beino Lebeino, and he tells other people he shechted it properly, so he has them on it. Eid Echad is them on it. I say Eid Echad Keneged HaChazokah. The answer is it's not Keneged HaChazokah because Biyoda, he controls the Chazokah. He has in his power to change it. He can rip up the whole Chazokah by doing a proper Shechita. So the Chazokah doesn't contradict him. So you learn out from this pasuk that if it's biyodai against the chazakah, so that biyodai makes it that it's not connected to chazakah, then remains a plain old eidechadam and bisur. Rashi holds biyodai connected to chazakah is equivalent to a plain old din of eidechadam and bisur, and it's not connected to chazakah. So that's why Rashi learns that from the pasuk v'shachad is ben abaka. And Tosafot says he learned that from the pasuk v'safra lo liyatzmo. According to Rashi, you have no hechrech to say that Isha should be Eidech Adem and be Yisur. The Achrayim in the back of the Gemara point out that this issue, whether you learn out from this pasuk, Safra lo liyatzmo, Eidech Adem Yisur, is a machlekes in Yerushalmi. This machlekes, Rashi and Tosafot, is a machlekes Amoraim in Yerushalmi. On the first daf in Bava Kamma, we learned the klal that Ovison told us by Tuma have to be the same Malavka Yetzbem. So we saw the Nachman's Dover there says, because told us by Shabbos, there are 39 categories, and the told us are activities that are subsumed under these categories. So that's told us same Kayetzbem. But the told us by Tuma means that the Tuma is transmitted from one person to the other, to the other, to the other. So then whenever the Tuma is transmitted, so it keeps on going down a Madrega. So it has to be told the same Lavka Yesvem. That's a famous Nachlas David on the first daf in Bava Kamma. People who don't know anything else from the Nachlas David, that one they all know. On the first daf in Bava Kamma. So that's the question. So how can you have, let's say, Mishkav Hazav is an Afatuma, but the Zav himself is an Afatuma. So how does he transmit the Tuma to the Mishkav to make it an Afatuma? So remember, Rav Soloveitchik said when we learned the first daf from Bava Kamma, and Rav Michal Feinstein has the same. Michal Feinstein married Rav Elbel Soloveitchik's daughter. And for a year or so, he was beshutfut with Rav Soloveitchik. They had a kibbutz together. They had a koilel, sort of a koilel of single guys together in Boston during the last year or so of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's life. Then Rav Moshe Soloveitchik passed away, so the whole kibbutz fell apart, and Rav Soloveitchik started coming into New York to give shiurim in the yeshiva at that time. While Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was alive, he only would come in once a month or so and give chaburas, amin chaschinah. He didn't give a shiur kavua. And after Rav Moshe passed away, the Balabatim invited him to give shiur. So they both said the same idea, but Rav Michal Feinstein printed it. His Talmidim probably printed it. Rav Soloveitchik didn't have mazel. He didn't, should have printed his own shiur. So they both said the same idea. That a Mishkav Azav, it's not that the Zav transmits the Tumah to the Mishkav. The Zav sits on a chair, and the chair is labeled as a Moshe Mishkav and Moshe Vazav, and it's like a Tumah Yotza Olam Migufay. It's a new Tumah. Not that the Tumah transmits, is transferred from the Zav to the Mishkav. A Mishkav Azav is Tumah, just like a Zav doesn't receive his Tumah. It's not the Kabul Tumah from something else. A Zav has a Riyah, and he becomes a Zav. A Zav is Tumah. A person is a Metzora. That's where the Tumah begins. That's called Tumah Yotza Olam Migufay. It begins by him. So the Mishkav Azav is also Tuma Yotza Olam Migufay. We mentioned the other day, maybe we were talking about Parshas Tazria, that there's Shiluach Tamei min Amachna. So by the Metzor it says, Bada Yesh Mechutz L'Amachna Moshavay. So the Metzor is not permitted to enter any of the Yoros HaMakavos Chayma in Moshe Shubin and other cities in Eretzel he may enter. Ayoros HaMakavos Chayma have a higher level of Kedusha. In the Chumash, where do you see they have a higher level? They have a different din when you get to Geulas Batim. If you sold the house, Bati Ori Chayma. If you sold the house in the city, that's Mukav Chayma, Moshe Shubin Nun, so you can only be Goyal within the first year. After the first year is up, the bias is Nimka Latzmisos, Lakai Noisa Lederosov, Lo Yetzei Bayoivam. So the din of Mitzor is not allowed to enter cities, only goes Ayaros HaMakafas Chayim. The Rosh HaMishnayis Negoim quotes a Tosefta that as far as Eben HaMenuga, if you have Tzaraz Batim, it says that you have to take the Eben HaMenuga Hotzi Osa El Michutz Lo'ir. So that's any Ayaros in Eretz Yisrael. Not only Ayaros HaMakafas Chayim, Mimos Yoshua ben Nun, any ayors, how does it say? V'hotzi al mechutz lo'ir, al makom tomei. It doesn't say machne. So the mechutz lo'ir, So the Tosefta says, all Ayaris in Eretz Yisrael. So how do exactly do you define an ear, and how do you define a farm? What's an ear? So you have rules and regulations in Erevin. Where is there a din of ear? So there's a din of Ayaris Hamakav Eskoy Moshe Shul Benun. Okay. Has to be an ear. Let's say in the days of Yishuv Benun, there was a wealthy guy, and he made a wall around his house. That's not called Ayaris Hamakav Eskoy Moshe Shul Benun. You have to have a certain minimum population. So what is the minimum population? So that's a machlokes in the first perek in Sanhedrin by Ir Hanidachas. If you have a farm, and a lot of farmers worship Avodah Zarah, that's not an Ir Hanidachas. It has to have a status of an Ir. So an Ir has to have a minimum population. We pasken 100 people. The Ravid in Hilchas Megillah applies that to Kfar Makdimim Liyoy Maknisa. That Bisman Baishani that had a kula that the people who lived on the farms, we permitted them, if it was too much of a tircha for them to go to hear Mikra Megillah in the middle of the week. So we allowed them, whenever Purim didn't fall on Hashani Machamishi, we allowed them to hear Mikra Megillah on the Monday and Thursday prior to Purim. So what's the definition of a kfar in an ear? Kfei ha-bnei ha-kfar, makdim manli ha-maknis. Ha-maknis Monday or Thursday before. What a bnei hu ear? So the Ravid says, you have to have a minimum population of 100 people. 100 people live there how long? Let's say 100 people. It's an area has a gigantic motel by the airport. You have a gigantic motel, there are always 100 people in the motel. But they're only there overnight. Nobody stays for more than 2 days. They just have connecting flights. So how long do the people have to live there? So that's a discussion. And Hilchas Erevin, the Mishnah Berurah has a discussion. Mishnah Berurah, I think, passed in 6 months. That's surprising. Where do you come off to say 6 months? Because the normal practice used to be, they used to rent houses for 6 months. I would have said, the Gemara in Baba Basra, has there a some dinim that depend on 30 days, some dinim that depend on 12 months? There are dinim that depend on 6 months, living in a place for 6 months. Very questionable. Just because that was the minig in the days of the Mishnah Berurah, in the days of the Achren, that you would rent an apartment for 6 months, for a season. So there's a minimum population. Then they have to, the houses have to be a certain proximity to each other. So how close do the houses have to be?
Doesn't the Mishnah also say that Ezir Gedola, it has to have a Sar Papalare?
I think that's I don't think that's a din in ear. That's a din in Mikra Megillah. Yeah, you have to have asar batlanim. I don't think let's have been again. The Irani Dach is also din. Need asar batlanim. I don't think so. I think that's only been again to Mikra Megillah. Got to look it up. So the Mishnah is a ear.
So
the Ezir
he ear Gedola Kol Sheish Basar Batlanim Pavos Nikan Harezek Far.
Yeah, that's another din. But there's a Mishnah in Erevin and a Mishnah in Erechin. What's the definition of an ear? So the same Mishnah appears both in Erechin, Benegeta, Ayaris HaMakaf Eschaima, of Gula's Batim, after the Yud Beis Chodesh is up. So the Mishnah in Erevin about Tchum Shabbos, everybody has Alpai Mama. Unless you live in a city, so the whole city is Kedal Ramaz Dami. Then you have Alpai Mama out of the city, and everybody in the city has the same Tchum Shabbos. So let's make an Erev Tchum. So what's the definition of a city that everybody has? So if you have a wall around the city, so sure. So those are the city limits. So you have Alpai Mama outside of the wall. But if you don't have a wall around the city, a person can have a house. A person has a house, and he has a wall around his house. So the wall around his house in the middle of the mountains, house in the middle of the desert. So the wall around his house is considered all makam dira. Then you measure alpai mama outside of the house. But how do you establish whether it's really a city or not? So the Mishnah says the same thing. You have to have gimel chatzeres. You have to have three chatzeres. Chatzer means an area that has mukaf mechitza and has a minimum of two batim. There are batim de chatzeres and there are mavuas. So Chotzer is an area that's Mukha Mechitza that has at least two batim. Reuben's family, Shimon's family, and they share one common Chotzer together. Then the two Chatzeres open up into another area that's called the Mavui. You still have some old buildings in the middle of Manhattan where they have like that. They have Chatzeres and they have Mavuas. It's very unusual these days. No, they don't build houses like that anymore. In Eretz Yisrael, they have old cities like that. think Tzfat still has old houses like that. You have Batim and Chatzeres and Mavuas. So in order to be considered a city, you have to have a minimum of 100 population, and it has to be Gimel Chatzeres. How close do the Chatzeres have to be? You have one Chatzer in New York, one Chatzer in Los Angeles, and one Chatzer in Chicago. So it makes the whole United States into one big ear. They're 1,000 miles apart from each other. So Tosfos says there must be a shear. Tosfos writes in there, it must be a shear. So they say it's probably Shivim Amah Vishirayim. 70 amas and change. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk that's a din deraisa. Berachel chamishim chamishim. When we did Asiyas HaMishkan, we discussed it. It sounds like it's an absolute asmachta, and Tosfos says no, it's a real din deraisa. The shear of shivim amas v'shirayim. 70 amas and change. 70 and 2/3 of an amah. So you have to have gimel chatzeres that are close to each other, within shivim amas of each other, and the population has to be a minimum of 100 people. The question, whether you count the people who live on the second floor or the third floor, could be based on a totally different Gemara. A Gemara in the Dorm could be only the people who live on the ground floor. It's Tarfin. Could be the people, an ear has to be people who live on the ground, not people who live in the air. People who live on the upper floors. The Gemara in the Dorm says it when they get to Tzaraz Batim, I think. Tzaraz Batim only counts the people on the ground floor. So if you have all these conditions together, then you have an ear. And then the din is, v'hotzias el nichutz liya makam tamei. The eben hamanuga is not only not allowed to be left in ayoros hamakavach haschayma, moshu shubenu, and not allowed to leave them in any ear. That the ayoros of Eretz Yisrael have a slightly higher level of kedusha than the farms. There is a mission at the end of Zvachim. What was the din before they built the Yerushalayim? So after they built Yerushalayim, so Kachim Kalim can be eaten in Yerushalayim, and the same thing Ma'aseh Sheni. V'chalta Sham Lefnei Hashem Elokecha Ma'aseh Digoncha B'Sirosha V'Tzarecha V'Choris B'Korcha V'Tzarecha, etc. That's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. What about before they built Yerushalayim? So where do you bring the karbonis? It's Man Heter Bamas. So where do you bring the karbonis? So the Mishnah says that the Kachim Anacholim B'chol Ore Yisrael. So Moshe Soloveitchik thought that it means only in the cities, not on the farms. That the cities in Eretz Pesachidish, the cities have a higher level of kedusha than the farms. So that when the Mishnah says you can eat Ma'aseh Sheni Nechal B'chol Ore Yisrael, or Kachim Kalim Nechal B'chol Ore Yisrael, it means only the cities and not the farms. It's a shtikel achidish. But the Tosefta says it over here by Eben Hamanuga, that you have to remove it from all of the ayores, not only ayores hamakof eschayma, even the other ayores. What's the din of bayis hamenuga? So it says habala bayis is tamei, v'hoichel ba bayis is tamei. So the Gemara raises the question: if habala bayis is tamei, walks into the house, hoichel ba bayis is certainly tamei. The Gemara says no, habala bayis, he becomes tamei immediately. And if he's only wearing underwear and he's carrying his clothes in his hands, so he's bala bayis, and he's carrying his shoes and his socks and his trousers, everything becomes tummy right away. The clothing that he's wearing only becomes tummy if he's oichel babayis. Then it's metame odem letame bigodem she'olov. What do you mean oichel babayis? If he eats in the house, then he's metame. If he doesn't eat, not. The Rashi quotes from the Mishnah, no, if he's shoya, if he stays in the house, shokadei achilas pras, paschitim, meisav oichel b'lifton. What is achilas pras? Pras, the word pras appears in Yeshaya. Navi Yeshaya says, alafros l'royev lachmecha. Break off some of the bread. The rich men are instructed by the Navi. They have leftover challah. They're going to throw it in the garbage, feed it to the dogs. That's not right. Break off from the challah that you have left over. You're so rich. Give some of the bread to the poor man. Alafrois l'roiv lachmecha. So what's called a pras? So a pras, the normal challah that they would have, that they would use for eruvei chatzeres, for eruvei tchumen, when you wanna go chutz l'tchum. Let's say I want to go somewhere chutz l'tchum. So you're not allowed to on Shabbos. It's a din of tchumen. Either the Raisa, the Rabban, din of tchumen. Then about Pai Mama, Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that Truman on Pai Mama is 1 mil. That's the Raisa, and the Gemara said, we don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. The Rambam follows the Rif at the end of the first Perek in Erev, and the Rif quotes a Yerushalmi that Trum and Yud Beis Mil, that's their Raisa. Even though we pass in Trum and 1 mil is only the Rabbanon, but Yud Beis Mil is their Raisa. The Babli never mentions a word about that, so the Ramah doesn't pass in like that. The Bali Atosis never quote that, so we assume the Ramah assumes Allah al Maisa, all Truman is only the Rabbanon. And the Mechaber is Machmel like the Ramam and the Rif, who follow that Yerushalmi, that Truman Yud Beis Mil would be a deraisa l'maynaf gemina. If you have a suffix in Hilchas Truman, so if it's a suffix deraisa l'chum, a suffix derabbanon l'kulam. So the Ramah is makel that all Truman is only the Rabbanon. So let's say if a person wants to go chutz l'trum, so he has to leave in Erevei. He lives inside the city, and the whole city is Kedala Amzdami. He wants to go to the next city, wants to go to Dvar Mitzvah. The Gemara says you're only allowed to be makel to make an Eruv Etchum and to go chutz l'trum if there's a Dvar Mitzvah. Chacham bolo yir. The Gemara is exempt. The Mishnah is out. Tam Chacham is going to give a shiur there. Or there's a Shever Brochas or something like that. Or there's a good chazan. Not always Tam. Not everybody's interested in Tam Chacham. So it has to be some Dvar Mitzvah. So he wants to do a Dvar Mitzvah, then we're makel that you're allowed to make an Eruv Etchum. So what do you do in Eruv Etchum? So you leave food there. How much food do you have to leave? You have to leave mazon shtei sudas. What do you mean mazon shtei sudas? So let's say if you're leaving pickles, how much pickles would a normal person eat in 2 meals? If you leave gefilte fish, a jar of how much gefilte fish would a person eat in 2 meals? Let's say he would eat one piece of, you have a jar with 6 pieces of gefilte fish, he ate up 5 of them and he only has 1 piece left. So 1 piece of fish is mazon suda achas. But you have to have mazon shtei sudas. So if you leave bread, if you leave challah, how much bread do you need that's considered mazon shtei sudas? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. How much bread does a person normally eat? But zman hatanoim, when they were kaver these dinim, how much bread is it normal for a person to eat in one suda? And in meila, you have to multiply by 2 that mazon shtei sudas. How much bread is there mazon sudachas? Is it gimel beitz or dalet beitz? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. Well, the mazon shtei sudas for the purpose of eruvei chumen should be 6 beitzim or should be 8 beitzim. That's a machlokes. How we paskin la locha? So sveke the dina. So kedei achilas pras means how much time would it take to eat a half a loaf of bread? The whole loaf of bread is mazon shtei sudas. So half of a loaf, a lafros l'ray v'chamecha, chetzio l'bayis ha-menuga. How long would it take to eat either 3 beitzim or 4 beitzim? If you're meisev v'ochel b'liftan, you're in a reclining position, he's eating the haseba, and he's dipping it, it depends how dry the bread is. Sometimes bread is so dry, it gets stuck in your throat. And sometimes it goes down like butter. You can swallow it very easily. So what kind of bread are you talking about? So it says meisav echol paschitim, not pasar paschitim. Meisav echol beliftan, and he's dipping it into mayonnaise. He's dipping it into some kind of a dip that makes it moist and it's going to be easier to swallow down his throat. So that's the shir kedei achilas pras. The shir was originally formulated when it get to this din. Yit mohi becomes tamba. Echal babayis yichabes says begoda. When do you say habol abayis and he's carrying his shoes and socks and all the clothing, everything becomes tummy right away. He's boal abayis, but echal babayis does mean echal means shoy kadeh achilas pras pas chit the meis of echal beliftan. If you shoy that long, then yichabes says begoda. Not only his tummy, even the begodim that he's wearing, he didn't carry them. The begodim that he's wearing are but the lag of the body. So if he only walks in for a moment, then he walks out, he's tummy the begodim are not tummy. But if he stays in the bayis, hamenuga, the shir kedei achilas pras, so then even the begodim that he's wearing also become tummy. How long is kedei achilas pras? How long is kedei achilas pras? So there are different opinions in Hilchas Yom Kippur. When a person is a chodesh yesh b'sakan has to eat on Yom Kippur, so the Gemara has a whole sugi in the last perek in Yuma. Whenever a person is a chodesh mesukan, let's say in the concentration camps, they gave him treifas. If they wouldn't eat the treifas, they would die from malnutrition. As it was, they died from malnutrition with eating the treifas. But at least they lasted another day. So if you have a choice of either eating this or this, and this has a lav, and this has only an isaresa, and this has kares, And this has Misa B'dei Shamayim, so the Gemara has a whole hierarchy. Kare says worse than Misa B'dei Shamayim. Tevel is Misa B'dei Shamayim. Chela B'dam is Kare's. And then you have a chazav is only a lav, and other things only an isar asay. They say machila mosa hakala kal tchila. So let's say if you eat treifus, so there's a machlekes habiyachan veishlokish in the last parak in Yuma, chatzishir osam anatar, osam and the rabbanon. So we paskin osam anatar, but still chatzishir is not the same level of chayma hu isar as a shir shalom. A shir shalom has a lav with malchus. Chatzishir is ain bo malchus. So if you have a choice, you have to eat a certain amount of food on Yom Kippur in order to survive. The fellow is a chayla mesukan, has to eat on Yom Kippur. Does he have to eat the full shir b'vasachas if he can eat chatzis shir now and wait kedei achilas pras and eat the rest of the chatzis shir later? Then he only violated chatzis shir. Chatzis shir is awesome in a Torah, but it's like an iser essay. There's no malchus on it. So why should we allow him to eat a shir shalem machina mosa akala kaltchila? Let him eat chatzis shir now and chatzis shir later. So it's important to establish how long is kedei achilas pras. So in the Mishnah Berurah quotes the biggest chum. Mishnah Berurah always is machmer and everything. He quotes Chasam Sefer. I think he quotes Chasam Sefer says 11 minutes or something like that. 11 minutes of Gedei Achilas Pras. Many Achrayim disagree. They say it's much less than 11 minutes. Much less than 11 minutes. Then the Minchas Chinuch says the whole thing is a mistake. How can you give a shiur kavua? How long is Gedei Achilas Pras? It depends. Are you eating hard-boiled eggs? Are you eating soft-boiled eggs? Are you eating raw? What are you eating? Some food, hard-boiled eggs. That's all you're going to eat. It's going to take a long time to swallow because it's going to get stuck in your throat. It's dry. If the hard-boiled egg is liquefied, if you pour in mayonnaise, it's going to go down faster. If it's going to be with a liquid, it's going to go down faster. So the Minchas Chinuch says, there is no shir kavua. How much kedei achilas pras? Each meichel is determined on its own. Aye, but the Mishnah says, kedei achilas pras pchitim, pras paschitim, meisav echol belifton. No, that's by Shoy Babayis HaMenug, he's not eating anything. The Pasuk says, Echol Babayis, Echabay says, God, if he eats. So the Torah Shabbat Peh says it's not correct. It doesn't depend really on eating. It depends on Shoy Kedei Achilas Pras. So Shoy Kedei Achilas Pras of which Michael? So there they had a tradition. Pras Pas Chitim, Mesa Ve'echol Beliftan. But if you're eating hard-boiled eggs or you're drinking something, there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, what's the shear tzira by drinking? So the Ravid says it's enough and the Mishnah increases. The shear by drinking is revius, but it's revius toka de achilas pras. And the Rambam says that it's revius toka de shtias revius. You don't allow any hafsakas at all. The Ravid says it's against the Mishnah. So the Rambam, you have to give some kind of a teretz. It's going to be a complicated teretz. But the Pashta says, like the Ravid, that the shear is kadach de achilas pras. By liquids, but liquids go down very quickly. How long does it take to drink a pras of milk or a pras of water? Very little time. It doesn't take 11 minutes to drink a pras. So you can drink a whole gallon in 2 minutes. You don't need 11 minutes to drink a pras of a liquid. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch is. He has a hasoga against the Chasam Sefer and all the Paskim who follow the Chasam Sefer. He thinks that each Meichel has its own Shiur Kedei Achilas Pras. It's only over here by Shoy by Samanuga, where he's not eating anything at all. Here you have to give a Shiur. They quote in the name of the Beis Halevi, I don't think it's authentic. There's a little sefer that's called Piskei Tshuva that was written by a person who claims he was a dayan in Lodz before the war. We used to have a librarian here in Gadus Malab. He claims that the person was not a dayan in Lodz. He was a learned person, but he says he wasn't a dying. Whatever. So he has a collection of believe it or nots of halacha. And he says he's going to give you a chapter and verse in every sefer, because if he's not going to tell you where it is, you won't believe that it's true, because there's such wild quotation. He quotes wild things from Chuvis, from Achreinim, all from Achreinim. Funny things. So he quotes something from the Beis HaLevi, which I find hard to believe. If two people are about to walk into shul, so one of them is wearing his tefillin. He's wearing the talisman. The other one has the talisman tefillin in his tefillin zekel. So who should go first? The one who's wearing the tefillin or the one who has in his tefillin zekel? So he says, you see from this din that if the person is wearing the cloak, then he goes into Bais HaMenug, walks out a minute later, the begadim are not nitmu, because the begadim are bottle lag of the body. If he's carrying the clothing in his hand, the begadim are tummy immediately. Habol abayis, Gemara says, sandala biyodav, begadav biyodav, so everything becomes tummy right away. If he's wearing the clothing, so then it's only the begadim sha'ala, v'chibbe, says, begadav is only if it's oichal babayis, if he's shaykadeh achilas pras. They see that the one is wearing the tefillin, are about the lag of the body. So the one is carrying the tefillin should go first. It's very questionable whether this tushtal has anything to do with anything. The guy who's doing the mitzvah, you have to be mechaber him. The Mishnah says in Bikurim, when the pilgrims would be traveling towards the Beis HaMikdash, to bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, everybody would stand up out of respect for Oisei HaMitzvah. When the guy, he's a farmer, he's not a Talmid Chacham at all. He deserves more respect than you give to the Talmid Chacham, because he's Oisek in the Mitzvah right now. He's Mevi'ei Bikurim. He's in the process of doing the Mitzvah now. So I would have thought that for sure, the one is wearing the Tefillin, he should go first, before the one is carrying the Tefillin and his Tefillin Zekel. I didn't think it was a good Tushtel. That's what he quote. He doesn't have any source for that. It just says Shamati in the name of the Beis HaLevi. In order for the Mitzvah to become Tohor, the Pasuk says he has to have Tiglachas. So the Mishnah in Negoim says there are three people who need Shlosha Tiglachton Mitzvah. There are three people who need Tiglachas as a Mitzvah, and you have to do Tiglachas with a Ta'ar, with a razor. And if you left Shtei Saris, you're not Yotze. Who were the three? So one is the Mitzorah L'Taharosai, one is the Nazir, at the end of the Melosa of the Naziris, he has to have the Tiglachas. And the third one was once in the history of the world in Parshas Bahaloscha, the Levim. The Levim needed Tiglachas in order to become Nifchar as Levim, to have the status of a Levi. Then you have also, there are three Parshias in the Torah where you need Maim Chaim. So one of them is the Zav, needs Maim Chaim. Everybody else can either be Teufel in a Mikvah or a Mayon, optional. Except for the Zav needs Davke Maim Chaim, has to be Teufel in a Mayon. Who else needs Maim Chaim? So when you prepare when you have a Paraduma and you take the ashes, then you have to pour Maim Chaim El Keli, and then you mix in the Eifer Pora. So that's a din lederis. You have to have Maim Chaim and Ekeli. And then where is the third din? By the Mitzor, when you do Hazor, you have to have Shtei Tziporim Chayis Tohiris. One of them Yishech on top of the Kli. V'shoch desatzipa hachos al Kli Cheres HaMaim Chaim. You need Davke Maim Chaim. Davke Maim from a Mayon. So these are the three dinim where you need Davke Maim Chaim. Yeah, what does it mean? Maim Chaim means Megishamim, the rain that comes down from the sky, or the snow that melts. When the mountains in the springtime, all the snow from the winter is going to be melting, Mehav Shara Shlogim, so that's going to have a din, that has a din of a mikveh. That has to be Kovu B'Kaim, it has to be stagnant. While it's rolling down the mountains, it's not mitar bezochlin. That's called a hardalis or a chardalish of shamim. It's rolling down the side of the mountain, so it's not mitahir because it's zochlin. And a mayon is dapke zochlin. A mayon means the source of the water from under the ground. What do you mean the source from under the ground? The tanoim in the beginning of Masechus Tainus in the first parak, they knew that there's a water cycle. All the water in the world comes from the rain and the snow. The only question is, does it fall into the river in the ocean and it goes like this, and then it's megushamim, so then you need eshborin, you have to have a crack in the ground, it's not bitar bezochlin, or did it roll under the ground long enough that now it shoots up as a mayon? But it's not that the source of the water is from under the ground. So all the water is from the sky, all the water comes from the sky. And then it evaporates, goes back up, it comes back down, goes back up. There's a water cycle. The Gemara talks about the water cycle. So the question is, how long does the water have to roll under the ground so that when it shoots up, you call it a mayan? Because all the water comes from the sky. So that's a serious discussion in the Mishkan Es Yankif. Yes, Chuv is a bad quote. It's earlier sources. That's halacha lemaisa. That is an issue. Now, what did I have in mind to talk about? Yeah, the Gemara talks about the shtei tzipoim chayis tohoiros. So one of them you're going to shecht, and the other one you're going to bishilach al pnei hasode. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that tzipori mitzoiro are also bahano. But then the Gemara said that tzipa hamshulachas. Oh, the Gemara has a machlokes when. I think the Gemara has a machlokes when do they become also bahano? Whether the shchita ases the tzipa hashchuta. So that the other one was never also. They say no. Likichosan oisrosan. When you take the two tziporim, they both become also bahano. And then when you shecht one, then the other one becomes mutabano. Vishilach al pnei asoda, then it becomes mutabano. How do you know the other one is mutabano? Maybe they're both also bahano, the other one void. The Gemara says it can't be. It says vishilach al pnei asoda, the chayom Torah shalach litakolo. Is the Torah going to tell us you should send a bird that's also bahano, let it fly free al pnei asoda, it says, and then someone's going to shecht it and eat it. Someone's going to think that it's mutabachila. It's going to turn out that he's eating a bird that's asmano. So it cannot be. That's the Gemara's hechrech. Chayamar Torah shalach l'takole. Is it possible to imagine that the Torah should tell us to send a bird that's asmano free, and then someone's going to be nechshel to eat it later on? Why? What's wrong? As far as everybody else is concerned later on, you don't know to identify which the tzipa shlucha. So it's bottled b'raiv. It'll be bottled b'raiv. Balachayim b'lai b'teili is a chumra mid the rabbonim in our Torah. They are bottled. What are you going to say? Eim avatan isa l'chatchila. So most of the poskim hold the raivet shita eim avatan isa l'chatchila is a din d'raiv. So we don't accept that. The Shach said we poskim l'aloch eim avatan isa l'chatchila is only the rabbonim. So what is makol arash? How did the Gemara prove in Kiddushin, the end of the second parak, the Gemara has the whole discussion. The Mishnah says there, if a man has been kaddish anisha b'shove kesef, has to be shove pruta, and if he's mekaddish but he's sirei hanosh, he's any mekodeshes. The Mishnah has a long arichas working out all the details of what's osa bano, what's muta bano. So the Gemara says tzipa hamishulachas has to be muta bano because l'yom haTorah shalach l'takola. So the Achronim asked the Shah HaMelech, asked the Kasha, eim avatan is l'chatchil is only the rabbanon, min haTorah it's muter. And Balechaim Chashivim v'lo b'tel is only the Rabbanon. So what's the Takola? That's what they ask. So some Rishonim came up with an answer. The Ra'or doesn't address this question, but he just writes Allah HaLamayse. B'amei Dvar Mamurim, when they say the Reim Abatan Yisrael L'chatchil is only a din, the Rabbanon, he said, that's, let's say, you're cooking soup. And then you're going to mix in a little treifa ingredient, but it's going to be bottled b'shishim. It's going to be bottled b'shishim. So what are you mixing it in for if it's not going to succeed in giving the sinas tam? You want to give your mother a heart attack. She should see that you're pouring in treifas. And they say, Ma, I'm just making a joke. It's bottled b'shishim, no problem. Because it's going to be nice and tam, so then it's going to be treif. Tam kika, it's going to be treif. So then you say, Eim about the nisla chatchil is only the rabban, because it's only in the sinas tam. What if you have a harubas of yavish b'yavish? Kosher salamis are expensive. Kosher meat is expensive. So the guy will buy one tray for salami and two kosher salamis exactly the same size. He'll take off the wrappings and then he'll close his eyes, mix them up. Now he has three salamis for the price of 2.5 because the kosher meat is twice as expensive as the tray for meat. He'll do that every day. He'll buy 2 units of kosher meat and 1 unit of tray for meat, close his eyes, mix it up together. He can't identify which is which. So they say, on the level of the rice, it's mutter. So the Ra'or says, no, tarubis of yavish b'yavish. Therefore, sure, eim avat anis and l'chatchil is a din derais. When it's lach b'lach, when it's nivla, when it's nivlal, everything is blended in together. You're eating a candy. You're eating a loaf of bread or something, cake, and it has certain ingredients that it's right, but everything is blended in together. That's eim avat anis l'chatchil, that's only the rabbanon. But yavish b'yavish, everything is oimed b'fnei atman. There's no blila. That's the definition. Lach b'lach means yesh b'lila, and yavish b'yavish, there's no blila. So the Ra'or says like that, that by yavish b'yavish, for sure, eim about the nisla l'chatchila is a din derais. And he says, imagine, what do you mean? The guy's going to buy three salamis, he gives the whole mashal. So the Rashba wrote the Mishmeres Abayis, to disagree with everything that the Ra'or writes to defend what he wrote in the Torah Sabbais. He wrote the Mishmeres Habayis as if he's a third party writing to defend the author of the Torah Sabbais. But he himself wrote, we have in the Tshuvas HaRashbo, he himself wrote that he wrote the Mishmeres Habayis. So what did he write it anonymously? A strange mystery. He wrote it as if it was written by somebody else. So he, in the Mishmeres Habayis, he says, leave out the yellow journalism, leave out the Mishalim, it's only the Rabbanim. It's only the Rabbanim. Even Yavish Birav is only the Rabbanim. What are you trying to convince the Hamayinam? Like, say, you can sell a bill, sell them a bill of goods. Leave out all the Mishalim. Don't get so carried away. So that's an interesting idea, to distinguish between Taruvis of Yavish Birav, Taruvis of Lach Balach. The Ramon Hilchus Pesach says that there's a difference. Let's say Chametz BePesach is B'mashahu. That's only if the Tarubis occurred on Pesach. What if the Chametz was Nisarif Kodim on Pesach? So the din is that it's Batal B'shishim. But then when it comes Pesach, so then it's going to be Chayz Avinir, then you're going to say that it's Asa. So the Ramah distinguishes, and Mechaber says, yeah, when it comes Pesach, it's Asa. On Erev Pesach, you can eat food that has a Tarubis Chametz, but the Chametz was Batal B'shishim. But you can't continue to eat it on Pesach. Even though it was already in this Batal Kodim on Pesach, when it comes Pesach, it's Chayz Avinir, so Chametz is B'mashu. So the Ramah says, we split the Psak. It depends, was it a Tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish, or what is a Tarubis of Lach B'Lach? If it's a Tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish, let's say a Chametz Dika Matzah got mixed in with 10 Pesach Dika Matzahs. They look exactly the same. You can't tell the difference between one and the other. They look all the same size, the same. There's no way to tell chemically which is the Chametz, which is the Matzah. So if you, so that, the Ramah says, you can eat it on a, well, matzah, you don't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Okay, so he says, when it comes Pesach, that's going to be Chayz Avinir. That's one kind of bitl. But if you have a tarubis of Lach Balach, he made Pesach dika soup. He made soup kosher le Pesach, and a little bit of Chametz dika ingredient fell in, but it was batel b'shishim. So that's Lach Balach. It's a blila. Everything is all blended in together. So even when it comes Pesach, you're permitted to continue to eat it. So this distinction of the Ramah, this is based on Ashver Rambam. There is a sugya in Bechoris on Daf Chav Gimel. But the Gemara has a chakira. Sounds like an abstract chakira. When you have Isir is bottled beroiv, or you have Tuma is also bottled betohar. So you, something is bottled, and another thing, do you say miut is commanda leise domi, or the miut is commanda ise domi? My nafkamina. Where the miut command is. Nafkamina, where they say chayz avinir. If the thing was once bottled, can it be chayz avinir later on? So the Gemara lines up a whole bunch of dinim that depend on this shayla, and believe it or not, there's a stir in the Rambam. In one place, the Rambam paskins like this svara that's command isidami, one place paskin command alaysidami. So the Kesem Mishnah quotes the Mari Kurkis. He has like a sogas arrived on the Rambam. So he also has comments on the Rambam. The Rabbi was not the only one. So the Mari Kurkis raises this problem with the Rambam. So he says the teretz must be that once you get to the Maskonas HaGemara, it's not totally Zebezeh. That Gemara in Bechoris Daf Chav Gimel. Once you get to the Maskana, we distinguish between the Taruvis of Yavish B'Yavish and Lach Balach. By Taruvis of Lach Balach, the miut is commander Lesei Dami. So therefore, you cannot say Chayz Avinir, but by Terubis, Yavish B'Yavish, it's Kamandi Yisei Domi, and then you would say Chayz Avinir. So the Cheshek Shloima, Rav Shloima LeVilna, has her Oris in the back of the Vilna Shas, and Chayz on Daf Chav Gimel, he says, the Psak HaRamah, that we split Chayz Avinir, when it comes Pesach, we distinguish between Lach Balach and Yavish B'Yavish, is based on that problematic Rambam that the Mari Kurkis explained. That once you get Lamaskana, we distinguish. So the same is probably the Hezber in this Ra'or, in the Berak Abayis, that he says that by Yavish B'Yavish, Eim Evat and Isl Chathchidu should be a Din Daraisa. Because it's Kanimiyut, it's Kamanda Isaydom. You can't just buy it. It's a very strong Moshel. The Mishmeres Abayis didn't like it, but it's a very strong Moshel. Every day you want to save money. So you buy two kosher salamis, one tray for salami, take all the wrappers off and you mix it all together, close your eyes, and all of a sudden you have three kosher salamis. So that for sure, that's a mavatanis al chatchila, that's a din deraisa. So that's why the Gemara says that the tzipa hamsholacha must be muteris bahano, either because the shechita asis, so it was never us in the first place, or even if you say lekichason ois rasam, when you designate the two tziporim chayis toharis, they both are rasam banor, but then once you send it up in el sod, it becomes muta banor. It has to become, because le'omer tarah shalach letakola. You would be in violation of Eimah Batanis Lachatchila Deraisa if you would say that that it's still Asabano. The Tzipam Shalachas would still be Asabano.
Why wouldn't the Tzipor be Parish as opposed to by the Salami? Isn't that a din of Kavua? You have the three Salamis in front of you. And then you could have an issue of batel, not batel, but the bird is parish, it's just flown away into the sadeh. So then maybe you don't even have an inyan of whether you're making a batel or not.
Why, still a tarubis? I have a million birds in the world, however many birds there are. I mixed in one tray for bird together with 5 billion.
The Gemara in Zvachim has, if you have a chatas that gets mixed up, they made a takana because they were afraid people would just break the door open, they would light a fire, and all the animals would run out. And then they would pick out each animal and say, yeah, well, each one's parish, and then you would, that way you'd get rid of the chatas.
Yeah, that's a different thing. That's a kol kavua de rabbanon. That's a kavua de rabbanon. And now you have a tarubis, it's not batlan by the rabbanon, because balechaim chashivi, v'loi b'teili, so we call it kavua by the rabbanon. If you're not going to declare it as kavua by the rabbanon, so you say, so what if it's not batlan? Let's have all the animals walk on a march, then we'll pick one out. When it's walking, it's not kavu anymore, and then we'll take one out. It'll be called the parish, meruba parish. So in order to be mechazik the din, that balichaim chashiv lo b'tel, so they had to declare, whenever something is not bottom of the rabban, I had to declare that it's kavu amid the rabban. And then they had to go further, to be machna more. Yeah. So the Metzora needs tiglachas. We mentioned the three people who need tiglachas. The three. The Mishnah says you need tar in all three. Then the three cases we need Maim Chaim. The Zav needs Maim Chaim. The Por Aduma water you have to mix into Maim Chaim Al Keli. And by when you do the Shchita Sipa Hashchuta on top of a Kli that has Maim Chaim in it. Those are the three cases we need Maim Chaim. When the Metzorah, we got to run to Davin Mincha. Okay. Next week. Okay, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I'm coming back on Tuesday morning. Amen. Should all celebrate your simchas, your marriage.
Have a great Shabbos.
Amen.
Have a safe flight.
Amen.
Debbie, my sister wanted to know. If she didn't know that when you're allowed to hug your sibling.
Yes.
I know.
Mordechai Jun. No, it's dead.